doesn't matter. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Sweet little thing, you. Hey, good morning. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop all hanging out with you. And hey, I'd love to hear from you. You want to do an early morning call in? You could be the first caller of the day. 833-563-2539. Just give us a shout out. What's going on with you? You heading home? You going into work? What are you doing? Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. For Facebook and Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. You can search for that. And yeah, we got a lot going on today. First, though, kind of wondering, how was your day yesterday, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm happy to report my air conditioning is back, baby. It went out. And you know, it's so funny. It really does make you so grateful when things are gone. You're like, oh my gosh, because it's been hot. So I had no relief like opening the windows because it's like been like 90. I think it got up to 83 degrees in my place. So it was the tropics up in there. I was like,
I don't like sweating this much.
And they tried to fix it. And then something happened, too much Freon, blah, blah, blah. And so he came back and I went in and it was like nice and cool and like 68 degrees.
I am so happy for you. That is the worst.
So that's wonderful. And I was just really enjoying that. Yeah.
All right. Exciting. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How was your Thursday?
It was good. I was pretty busy. I had to go into my second job and I got a quick workout in. And I'm just getting prepared because I have a friend that's coming into town today. And I'm still trying to get my new place all settled in because I just was able to like move furniture in on Wednesday. So it's just a mess there. So I was just trying to get things settled in there and do that. So I was just very, very busy yesterday. I fell asleep so early because I was exhausted.
All right. Well, if you'd like, maybe later on, maybe between like 9 and 10 this morning, if you want to take a nap. I think we okay with that, guys?
That sounds great. I'll join you.
Okay. 9 o'clock, you can take a nap as long as we have everything done towards the end of the show. Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Obviously, yesterday was Thursday, so you know what that means.
Hump day. Oh, wait. No. Sorry.
Family Feud trivia. It was so much fun, except it got a little awkward.
Yeah.
Very awkward. I invited Joe, and he came out.
Uh-huh. Do you always invite Joe, or is this
I've invited him a couple times. And, well, turns out I guess I didn't get the memo, but out of all the months I've been going, my friends have been there every time. Except this time, none of them were there. So I texted Joe, and I was like, yeah, dude, everyone's gonna love to meet you. We get there, it's just me and Joe.
That is so uncomfortable.
That is so awkward.
Well, to be fair, it was not just me and Pork Chop. My wife, Lindsay, came.
There are three of you.
Well, then, to be fair, my friend Raphael showed up as well. What? He's on our team, Joe.
Okay. Here's my thing. I actually put a poll up. I don't know if ladies, if you had a chance to vote because it was later last night, but it's Instagram Radio Now AM Show. Go there if you don't already follow us. But I said, do you think that Pork Chop comes here with a team every week, or do you think he just plays alone?
Aww. I voted that he plays alone.
Plays alone.
So did 70%
and
of people voting.
Like there.
I've put videos and pictures of me and my friends.
He's like,
no, you have
guys.
Not. You almost have never have done that.
70% of people responding to that Instagram poll said he has his own team.
Oh, Pork Chop, your imaginary friends don't count.
That was our team name. It was Chop's Imaginary Friends. But anyways.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's your team name?
Well, this time, obviously.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, we were in second place all the way up to the very end. Mm-hmm. And then Joe bombed the last couple questions.
Oh, are you serious? Because
I'm very serious.
I had two out of the three final questions right.
No, you
ladies,
did not. Oh,
let
yeah,
me
okay.
ask you. I don't know if you did a wood shop business in like high school.
Where yeah,
you make
sure.
things with wood. Okay. Women take them. It's not just a man thing.
Yeah.
What is probably the most common thing that you would build?
A birdhouse.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't disagree to that.
Mackenzie, what would you say?
Oh, was that the feud question?
Yes. That would have got us 10 points. Yes.
I'd go with birdhouse.
Or table.
It would be a birdhouse.
Chair.
You're correct. You are correct right there.
To be fair, I did not disagree with that, Joe. It's just the team decided that we were going to leave it blank because if you answer wrong, it's negative
the
points.
The team. Why are you saying like the team?
Because
there's like
Rafael
three of you.
Yeah.
There's like
there
three of you
of
there.
Us. There was four.
Is there a host that's like survey says?
Yes. And then the number one question was really easy. It was name something you buy in rolls, which was toilet paper. And then the other question, Joe, was name something that can be recorded.
Television.
Okay. Conversation.
Well, that Joe was so set on like phone call or conversation. And I was like, no, let's think about it. I'm sure there's a better answer. And he's just like, no. And I'm like, let's brainstorm. We've got time. And he's like, no. Well, the
not
answer.
True. Not
yes,
true.
You,
wait, that
very
sounds,
true.
That was a really good impression, actually.
Thank you,
this guy over here, the whole time he's saying this is really just like texting back and forth with a guy that he talked to in New Jersey. So
oh, I believe that.
I don't
want to
hear
texting.
Any of his crap.
Dude, that's what I said. I just want to brainstorm. Let's talk about it. And you said, no. So the answer was music. And we ended up losing.
Seventh place. But you're usually 16th place, so isn't this good for you?
Look, we got a gift card last week, so we did good.
Listen, I will never go back there again with you. And if I do go back there, I'll go with this, me and my wife, and we'll win it all.
Okay.
So,
sure.
That is cool that Lindsay went with you guys.
Yeah, she's a nerd. My wife was on Jeopardy. She's actually pretty dang smart.
Anyways, Joe, how was your day besides losing at Family
Honestly,
Feud?
Honestly, you summed it up perfectly. That was my day.
Oh, I had DoorDash for dinner, and they finally found my place for the first time.
Yay! 50%'s not bad. 50% is not bad.
We were pumped.
All right.
We got to eat.
You have any leftovers?
We got air conditioning and dinner, guys. Life was good.
Moving
the basics.
On up. Yeah. Mackenzie, besides all this joyous news, what is happening? Like, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, Aaron Carter admits he lied. Plus, Jen Garner saying her kids call her a very bad name. I'll tell you what it is coming up.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Aaron Carter admitting he lied about why he actually went to rehab.
I have to apologize to you because I lied to you and I lied to you when I came here. I have a truth that I'm going to reveal right now. The reason why I went to rehab is for huffing.
For huffing. Okay, so Aaron Carter, he used to be, he had a music career. Of course, Nick Carter, Backstreet Boys, his older brother, and he has just succumbed to addictions, and he's had a really hard time. That was on The Doctors, and he told Dr. Travis Stork and Dr. Judy Ho that, hey, I lied. I really went. He didn't give the reason for his rehab, and he said he was huffing aerosols, duster cans, anything you can name it, and he wants to make amends, and he's doing the 12-step program. He feels like he was powerless.
When you're really low, like a lot of people do that. Like in the dummy of the day, how often do I read stories like, yeah, they were in the Walmart parking lot huffing on an air duster.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So, I mean, what he's doing, people do. It's dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's cool, though, that he's owning it and he's saying, look, I lied and he's coming clean. I think more people need to own what they do. And then you can heal from there.
All right, quit looking at me. I'll come clean when I want to.
Yes, own it, Joe. Well, Rob Gronkowski, Gronk is getting pretty emotional talking about the harsh realities of football.
I truly believe that any injury that you receive is fixable, though. I mean, I went through it. I had 9 surgeries. Probably had like 20 concussions in my life. Like, no lie. Probably like, I remember like 5 like blackout ones. Like,
but
well,
you
I don't
said
remember.
You had a pint
and
of blood drained from your body after the Super Bowl because of internal bleeding.
Yes, because of internal bleeding. But like I said, I'm fixed.
Wow, when you hear about stuff like that, you're like, okay, maybe that's why they are retiring and walking
right?
away.
Similar to Andrew Luck, you don't realize that when those injuries take away their joy for life, you know, the behind the scenes. The three-time Super Bowl champ Gronk goes on to say that he doesn't rule out ever coming back, but not anytime soon. So I like Gronk. I think he's a really good egg. Well, Jen Garner filming a new movie called Yes Day. It's based on a children's book of the same name. And here she is talking about her Yes Day with her kiddos.
Because it's about a mom who one day of the year says yes all day long. And if you're like me, I kill the fun. I am so lame. I say no to everything. They call me the dragon. They have all these names for me. So on one day a year, I just say yes.
All right, Mackenzie.
Just say yes.
Are you the dragon mom? Are you the yes mom or are you the no-no mom with your daughter,
Lulu? I'm very... You know what? She's so well-behaved, and I'm not just bragging. She is. Like, I don't have to do much. But no, I'm more of... I'm the fun mom.
Come on, honey. Let's have fun.
No, but I'm a mom first before her friend, 100% all day. Jen Garner, though, so cool. Like, she's such a... I just adore her. Another cool mom, Reese Witherspoon. Okay, so she was on Ellen yesterday. I actually caught a little bit of this. And she and Ellen have this funny ongoing feud about who has more celebrity friends. They always fight over Jen Aniston. And now Reese is taunting Ellen about Oprah.
I don't know. I thought maybe that you were jealous because I'd been spending a lot of time with Oprah this summer.
Oh, did you spend time with Oprah this summer?
Well, yeah, we're best friends.
Right. What did y'all do this summer?
Oh, my God. We were just hanging out. One day I was like, you should have a podcast with some of your favorite spiritual leaders and you should call it Super Soul Sessions. And she was like, Reese, that's why we're best friends.
I want to be besties with Oprah.
I just want Oprah to give me stuff.
Well, she would. So that's cool. If you had to be friends, best friends with Ellen, Oprah, or Reese Witherspoon, who would it be? Pick one.
Definitely Oprah.
The Big O?
Definitely the Big O. I mean, it would be Oprah, Ellen, Reese. What about you?
Oh my gosh, can't we all just be besties?
No, come on.
So
I threw it out there. Give
probably
me a three.
Probably the Big O. I think we all just want Oprah to be our sugar mama.
All right, then who's second? Because there's going to be a dead last friend.
I guess same order, Ellen, because she's so funny.
So Reese is like your backup, like, oh, I have nothing to do. Nobody will talk to me.
But I love all those girls.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Good time. So cool.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. LeBron got denied. Hey, starting QB is out, and Kobe is being savage on Instagram. We'll find out about all that next with Liv Sports Minute here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Liv Sports Minute.
Liv the Web Girl bringing it hot this morning with some sports stuff. What up?
The NFL is back, baby, and I am so excited. Week one was so good. Okay, so the Colts played the Los Angeles Chargers, and yes, they did lose in overtime, but I think we have to give them a little slack because they lost their starting quarterback like 2 weeks ago, and Jacoby Brissett was not looking bad at all. If their kicker, Vinatieri, did not miss those two field goals and that extra point, the Colts would have won.
Oh, and I love Adam Vinatieri. He's my bud.
I know. And he has never missed two field goals ever in a game. So it's very out of character. But I honestly have so much confidence in them. Also, did you all see that one-handed interception that Malik Hooker had? Yes, it was honestly breathtaking. So the Colts take on the Tennessee Titans this week in Nashville at 1:00. And the Titans did beat the Browns last week. But honestly, I'm feeling confident with the Colts. The Titans are expected to win. But, you know, so were the Chargers. And it was a fight for them to win that one. And the Texans played in a crazy Monday night football game. Did any of you guys watch it?
I saw the highlight. I'm like, wow. Yeah,
yes.
I watched it in the morning after.
Okay, so just to kind of paint a picture of how crazy it was, there were three scoring plays within the last minute, which is insane. It was so electric. And then the Saints ended up scoring a 58-yard field goal as the time expired to beat the Texans 30-28. So they did lose, but again, it was so close, and it came down to the last seconds. And this week, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and the Texans are expected to win. By the way, Deshaun Watson has been looking phenomenal, so I am very excited for the Texans this season. And then Odell Beckham kind of made some news. Did you guys see anything about this?
Yeah, isn't he the wide receiver for the Browns that was wearing like a $250,000 watch?
Yes. So his watch, literally a $250,000. So it's a plastic watch, but he is wearing it as he is playing, which is insane. He's getting tackled and tackled over and over again, and he's wearing a $250,000 watch.
And he won't take it off.
No, he will not take it off. He refuses to.
It helps with my receiving ability.
Yeah, he says, that's just me. That's just my flair. That's my style. I am living for the day that that watch gets shattered because I think it's just going to be hilarious because it's going to happen.
Are there no rules as far as that? Wouldn't that go with like jewelry or watches?
Well,
or
yeah,
anything?
But it's plastic.
Oh, I see.
So that's why he can get away,
gets
with,
away
it.
With it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and then also Pork Chop. Have you heard this about your beloved Jets?
Yeah, I know.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, their starting quarterback, is out with mono. Which
oh,
I think
no.
is hilarious because you just don't hear about grown men getting mono. Normally you hear about like juniors in high school getting it, but he's out. They're saying he might be like back for week 5.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've seen mono last like 6 to 8 weeks.
And they play Monday Night Football this week.
Yeah, they do. So it's not a good look. And then some basketball news. LeBron James was denied. He tried to get his little Taco Tuesday saying trademarked, and they denied him, which I am so happy about. That's great news. You cannot claim Taco Tuesday as your own, in my opinion. And then did you guys see Kobe Bryant's hilarious Instagram post?
I did not. No, I didn't see it. What was
it? Okay, so he posted a picture with his elementary girls basketball team that he coaches and basically roasted them in the caption. He said, here's our fourth place, in parentheses, winners picture, LOL, kind of roasting them that they got fourth place. And then he goes in on one of the little girls and he said, one player missed the game for a dance recital. So that should tell you where her focus was at the time. This is classic Kobe. I love it. He just has no social regards, even for an elementary basketball team. I think it's hilarious. I love Kobe Bryant. And that's my Sports Minute.
Liv the Web Girl with your Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
Thank you, Liv the Web Girl. All right. Well. Who needs $50,000? Yeah, I'm talking to Liv the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop. And what made a little girl scream like this? Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's pretty loud. We will tell you and I'll fill you in with all that information. Yes, Pork Chop, you really could win $50,000. Next with Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, and then after that, one of my favorite things to do on the show, Song of the Day. Joe's Need to Know News. Google Earth is a really interesting thing. I don't know if you guys ever hopped on there. Every time I see a Google Earth car driving around, I'm like, oh, I got to get on it. I've never been on it. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like this big globe on top of a vehicle.
Yes.
Have you guys ever tried to like get on it somehow, some way, like drive by it and wave or just something so it'll have you?
I've looked on it just a few times. And I have friends that do it all the time. It's so weird.
Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm looking for that Google Earth car.
Don't worry about me.
Okay, well, a Florida man who was missing for the past 22 years has finally been found thanks to Google Earth.
No way.
Yeah, way. A property surveyor using Google's satellite mapping program noticed there was a vehicle submerged in a pond. When police pulled the vehicle out, they found the skeletal remains of a man who went missing in November of 1997. The man went to a nightclub that evening, and then he went missing. But people say he didn't appear to be drunk. So they're like, well, I don't understand. Like, it's not he was drunk and he went, you know, and crashed his car into the water, but there's other ways that could happen. The image of the vehicle in the pond has been visible, but went unnoticed on Google Earth since 2007. So just randomly somebody's looking, surveying the property like, what's that? And then they end up finding this. So
that's insane. It's
sad this man's passed away, but at least for the family, there's some closure. You know where your person is and you can bury him and take care of all that.
Yeah, but absolutely. Wow. Do you ever feel like, though, they're always watching us?
Yes, honestly. And I don't know if I should be freaked out all the time or just give up. I really don't know what to do. Like, what about you?
Yeah, no, I do feel like it's eeky, like when you see your own backyard and you can zoom in on your car and that kind of
I quit sunbathing because of that.
Nude.
I know they got those satellites zooming on me like I'm Justin
Thanks
Bieber.
Thanks for doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've been known to spill stuff in the studio, and we're very lucky we haven't like destroyed anything yet. Imagine
it's
this
been
happening.
It's been a week since anything spilled, knock on wood.
Since Spillgate.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine this happening because this really did. A plane was diverted. Yes, an airplane, because the pilot spilled coffee on the controls.
Oh,
I'd be freaking out. And it got worse. Yeah, coffee spilled onto a control panel, forcing a flight carrying 326 passengers and 11 crew members from Germany to Mexico to divert to Ireland. Cups of coffee without lids had been brought into the cockpit for the crew. All right, first of all, bad on you, stewardess. You know you got to put a lid on that thing, just like we know here in the radio station we have to. Then the captain put it on a serving tray. Those things, come on, flights have turbulence. You know that's going to be moving around, right? Yeah. Well, anyways, a little bit of turbulence. The cup got knocked over, soaking the captain's audio control panel, which became very hot and failed. Then there was an electrical burning smell in the cockpit. So they had to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, they did. They had to dump all their fuel, too, over the ocean because they didn't want to catch on fire and blow up.
Can you imagine being on that flight? I'm actually shocked this has not happened many times before. Maybe it has. We just don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, geez, like, I thought I was bad. Like,
did that pilot get fired?
I bet not. There's no way they can fire him. I mean,
I don't know.
They can.
Think of the extensive damage.
Would you rather have your pilot like be fired because he's drunk flying the plane, like buzzed flying? Or would you rather your pilot be fired because he spilled coffee everywhere?
Well, I don't want a drunk pilot.
Well, I mean,
accidents do happen. I was just wondering how severe they are. Like, if you would have taken out with your coffee spill this entire board, I don't know if you'd be here.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I make close to $300,000 a year for sure. But I bet you a new control, like one of the things that runs everything we have here, is probably $150,000 to $300,000. It's
sure.
expensive. That's why they don't want us to have things inside of work.
Yes.
So I'm glad I didn't do that. Now, a little bit of less money, but something that Porkchop and Liv, hopefully I'll perk your ears up with this one. If you want to make $50,000, all you got to do is guess what the new mystery flavor is on Monday for Oreo. It looks like a regular Oreo cookie. It's black and white, but it's in special packaging. The cookies are available through November 10th, and you can submit your guess at mysteryoreo.com. You can do one guess per day, and it's unlimited, so you can do one every single day.
But do we know? Do we have the answer?
I don't know what it is, but they'll tell you.
I'm going to guess that it's something about fall. But I'm not going to tell you anything more because I don't want to give away my answer and give away my chance at $50,000.
I think maybe I'll go try to buy some this weekend and we can all take a little nibble on Monday or something. And I mean, I'd love for you guys to get that 50 grand. You guys talk about the money you need. Student loan debt. Ooh, I could pay off some of that.
I love to dip my Oreos in almond milk and just let them disintegrate just a little bit. It's so good.
You're psychotic.
It's
no,
so
I'm kidding.
Good.
That's normal. That's totally normal.
Yeah.
And a final thing today for Joe's Need to Know News. A man surprises his daughter with Joe Bro tickets and, well, she loses it.
Your sign says, I have no clue. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight.
Yes.
Is that a no? Do you want to go to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight?
Honestly, I thought I was Liv the Web Girl at first when we told her she was getting meet and greet passes.
Yes.
You guys, she doesn't know a world where Kevin Jonas is not hot.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
Oh, man. All right. You can see that video and everything else we talked about. Maybe you can win $50,000 by correctly guessing. We'll put it up on our website. And it'll be all part of Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. All right. Today's theme for Song of the Day is about the best part of the week. Friday afternoon when you get to leave your J-O-B. Make sure you have the number ready to go for Song of the Day. It's 52140. If you just save that in there, 52140, you'll end up texting the word song, S-O-N-G. We'll give you our picks next here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. Who will be your winner today? The category, the song you want to play when you leave work on a Friday. I'm out of here. See you later, suckers. All right. Make sure you save the number 52140 into your phone because you will text song after we give you all the options and let us know which song you think best represents the category and that you would like to be heard played. We'll kick it off today with somebody that's really been struggling for over a week now to even get above last place.
That is true. And I've been picking heaters. They're just not taken. So I don't know. So then I decided I'm just going to pick songs that I love. Maybe someone will jump on board. Okay, so songs on a Friday. This is when you've survived your week and you've just like literally had it with everyone's ish and you're just like, whatever, I'm out of here. I chose some Destiny's Child, Survivor.
I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it.
interesting
yes,
choice.
And that's a great song, by the way, to go to the gym to get you pumped so, up. It's just like you're just...
I just want to get a lay of the land for how you feel about work. You're saying at the end of, when a Friday comes, you feel like you survived it. Working with us, you survived.
Yes, I survived.
Okay. Woo! What a great work environment. All right, producer Porkchop, what song do you have?
Well, on a Friday after work, everybody just wants to go out, party, have some fun. You wanna look your best, look good. You know, you're going to hit the dance floor.
Of course.
Who's snorting over there?
It's me.
That's I picked... Tayo Cruz, Dynamite. I wanna celebrate and live my life. Say it, ayo, mashed potatoes. Please don't sing over my song.
So I used to think that song said, Ayo, Galileo.
Galileo?
Yeah, I thought that's what the song
intense.
Was called.
He told you, Joe, how it was.
Mashed potatoes.
Sing over my song. Shoot.
This guy needs a win really bad, so keep that in mind. Live the Web Girl, no Galileo in your song. What do you represent
Galileo.
With today?
So,
Galileo.
I took mine quite literally. When I am going to be leaving work today, this Friday, I am going to tell you what song I'm going to be playing, and that is Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers, because I'm seeing the Jonas Brothers tonight, baby. I'm
interesting choice there. Some would say you're pandering to the crowd because the Jonas Brothers are in concert in Indy this week.
I'm just letting you know what song I'm going to be playing after work on this Friday.
Okay, and then just want to let you know if you listen to us in Houston on the new Radio 992.1 next week during the morning show, we're going to be giving you keywords so you can try to win some Jonas Brothers tickets.
So, yes.
Not that Liv knew all that and tries to pander to people, but that is out there. Last but certainly not least, hopefully this song, I risked it. I think this is a jam, but I don't know if you realize how important it is to kind of get buzzed, you know, and it's all because this is how we do it, guys. It's Friday night. I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because this is how we do it. South Central does it like nobody does. This is how we do it. To all my neighbors, you got much favor. This is how we do it. Okay, a little quiet in the peanut gallery. I get it. You don't want my song to be a blowout.
No, I like that one too.
That is Montel Jordan, not Montel Williams. That would be the guy from Montel.
I met him and he's nice.
Which one?
Montel Williams.
All right, Montel Jordan, who we're talking about today. That is the song, This Is How We Do It. So let me review them so you can vote for who you think has the best song. You can only vote one time with the text, and it is this. Mackenzie. Trying to survive working on the show. She went with Survivor by Destiny's Child. Producer Porkchop wants to go work in a coal mine and blow things up. He chose Tayo Cruz, Dynamite. Liv the Web Girl loves herself some Joe Bros. She went with Burning Up. And myself, Joe, it's Friday. This is how we do it, people. I went with Montel Jordan. You can decide what song is the winner and gets played. All you got to do is grab your phone, 52140. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will find out who wins Song of the Day. Song of the day. The voting has now been closed. Producer Porkchop and Rosie are adding up the results from your text messages. Song, S-O-N-G, is what you would text to 52140. Interesting today, the songs that were chosen, the category, are songs that we would want to play when we leave work on a Friday. Mackenzie, she was feeling herself because she survives working with us, and she went with Destiny's Child, Survivor.
Yes! I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give her, I'm
not gonna stop her, I'm gonna work harder. Producer wants to pop them tags, looking all fly, he just wants to have a good time with Tayo Cruz and Dynamite. 'Cause we gon' rock this club, we gon' go all night. going on, Liv? Are you hating over there?
Pop his tags. Pop the tags.
Pop some tags.
I know, but what era are you living in?
Macklemore, hello.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to pop some tags.
I know
oh
what God, song you're talking about.
In my pocket. I'm talking about Pork Chop's Life.
Okay.
You could have went with Thrift Shop by Macklemore, okay?
I actually love that song.
Thank you. Apparently, Liv did not like your Tile Cruise choice. I thought it was decent. All right, let's see what Liv the Web Girl went with. Something it's probably we did not expect. It is. Jonas Brothers, Burning Up, and myself, Joe, I went with a little old school, and I didn't know if this would resonate at all, but I went with Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It. All right, the voting is done. The calculating, hopefully, is done as well, and we can get a winner and play that song here on Radio Now.
All this week, I, producer Porkchop, have either came in first or second place. Some would say that's pretty good. But today, I get the participation trophy. Dead last. And you know.
Oh, wow. Mackenzie, way to go.
I play this.
That's usually my slot.
I play this song at weddings all the time. I guess I'm not going to play it anymore.
Dude, please don't. I would not want that at my wedding.
How many of those weddings end in divorce?
It's a good song.
It is. It's like one of those songs that you're like, okay. Yeah.
Well,
I remember that.
To be fair, Mackenzie, you've been in fourth place. I don't know if that's true.
There was a tie for second and third place.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh.
That tie belongs to Mackenzie and Liv. That means Joe is the
I would like to thank everyone out there. I took a risk by going with an old school song, but you know what? It's a Friday. Just think about getting out of work. You know what? If you haven't went to work yet, don't. Just call in sick, all right?
Yeah.
Here is your song of the day winner. Yes, Liv.
Can I just say, when I was little and I would hear this song, I thought it was about a guy named Howie. This is how we do it. I thought it was his.
All right. Now your song experience will be ruined.
Enjoy.
See if you hear the same things Liv the Web Girl did with your Song of the Day winner today. The category, songs to play when you leave work. It is Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The fine people that listen to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. Your votes today made Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It, the Song of the Day winner.
I like that. Congratulations. That was a good choice.
It is nice because you know what I feel like? I feel like you listening to the show, you don't appreciate the throwback sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, I tried
with
to get
the voting history.
What Return of the Mac did not win, and I was heartbroken.
You were
yesterday.
Last place with that.
I know, with Mark Morrison. I kind of think those two songs are equivalent. Like, This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan. Like, if you were to listen to one of those jam CDs, those both would be on there.
Now that's what I call music volume 22.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, a couple of things I want to throw out there. I don't know, Porkchop, do we have somebody lined up for next week? I know we want people to still DM us. Radio Now AM Show. We would like you, we'll pick a category out. We want you to come on and represent the listener. Do we have anybody lined up for that, or we still need more people?
I think I have someone for Monday.
Okay, well, hey, let's get some more people. Radio Now AM Show, if you can come on around, you know, like it's right around 6:55, 5:55 Central, come on, represent your song, why we should play it, and represent the listeners, then DM us, Radio Now AM Show. And if you have ideas, too, for possible songs that we should pick, then hit us up, Radio Now AM Show. We look forward to seeing what you got. All right, it's time for me to drop some fun facts on you. Here we go.
You're going to learn today.
Friday fun facts. Londoners, you know, people in London back in the 1600s, were advised to keep fart jars consisting of trapped fart odors on hand to combat bubonic plague. The idea was that the potent smell would somehow purify the air.
Hmm.
That
is so disgusting.
That was a heck of a time to be alive, I guess. Got rats running around, bubonic plague, and weird people trying to bottle their gas.
Well, they really, I'm just curious. Science. It'll stay in there and then smell the same once you release it?
Yeah. I'll send you something for Christmas.
No! Ew!
All right. Pass. It takes approximately 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. That's a lot of nuts.
Dang.
That's a lot of nuts.
Yes.
Okay, how long can you hold it if you have to go to the bathroom?
Hey, it's not good for you. I try not to ever do it, but we have to do it on the show all the time. Like an hour.
Wow,
I have a very strong bladder.
Okay, well, then you better tell that to the wood frog. The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months.
Eight months?
That is incredible. And they got little tiny bladders, little frogs. The word sheriff is a combination of two old English words, shire, S-H-I-R-E, and reeve. A reeve was a person who was responsible for keeping things peaceful in the shire.
Oh.
So there you go. Now,
there you go.
I don't know why Bob Marley shot the sheriff, but not the deputy, but that's the word on that. And finally, the French word for paperclip is trombone.
Really?
What?
If you want to learn French, the French word for a paperclip, like you're holding your paper together, it's trombone.
Excuse
me, pork chop. Can I borrow a trombone?
I don't have any
instruments. Put down your baguette and give me a trombone. Do you know why they call a paperclip a trombone? Think about it. Think about a paperclip.
Because it lets the shape.
Mackenzie, you are getting an A today.
Yes!
Yes. They say that, yes, it kind of looks like a paperclip. That is why in France, a paperclip is known as a trombone. What a good student you are.
Wow, impress people with that knowledge over this weekend at some point.
I am so proud of you. I wish my other students would quit acting up. Pork chop and live. Hey, pay attention, okay?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, new music for ya from Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey. Here's a listen to Don't Call Me Angel.
What? Don't call me angel.
Okay, what do we think? It's from the new Charlie's Angels movie that's coming out November 15th of this year.
It ain't bad. Well, I mean, I want to hear more, but I would be willing to listen to the full thing. They didn't lose me with the preview you gave. What do you think?
I think it's all right. It's interesting that they keep remaking Charlie's Angels. Remember, because they did it with like Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz.
Let it die. Let it be.
But that's cool. I like when powerhouse women get together, though, all the time. Speaking of powerhouse women, Demi Moore, she is revealing that she miscarried Ashton Kutcher's baby at 6 months after she had a booze relapse. Now, they were married. They had a really good relationship while it lasted. Here's Demi.
We had some great times together. I mean, we shared a lot.
And an excerpt from her new memoir, Inside Out, revealing that she did suffer a miscarriage, which nobody really knew about.
Yeah, I don't remember
that. So she and Ashton almost had a baby. Of course, now he's gone on to marry Mila Kunis, and they have adorable kids. But I thought that was really interesting, and I didn't know that she had issues with alcohol.
No, I never heard about that either.
Yeah, and it also in the book, she reveals that she learned Kutcher had cheated on her.
I didn't know that either.
But she also blamed her toxic habit for making it hard for the relationship and for her to conceive. So lots going on with Demi Moore. She will also be on the cover of Harper's Bazaar at the age of 56. Of course, looking stunning. That comes out soon here, September 24th. And by the way, she's nude on the cover. So
What was that magazine again?
Harper's Bazaar.
All right. Just for my job.
Just making a little note there. Kendall Jenner, huge fan of Postmates. Get this. She spent $10,000.
Oh my God.
So Postmates, they're revealing her order history. Of course, she's a supermodel, super, super svelte and skinny. She's spent over 10 grand on 153 orders since 2015, 14 cities, 94 merchants, totaling 433 items. Girl can eat. She's one of those people, I think, that just eats all the time and has a super duper metabolism.
Not
that
fair.
We all hate. Right?
I look at food and I get fatter. I hate that.
But 10 grand, that is a lot. Well, Comedy Central, good news. News for South Park fans, they have renewed it for another season.
Sorry, kid, but my problem is too big for a rookie. A few days ago, there was an anomaly in the universe. Another version of me, the human kite from an alternate dimension, showed up here and is destroying everything. Right now, it's upstairs in my room.
So you're not just going to get one more season. Actually, you're going to get three more seasons. They have Comedy Central renewed South Park for, taking it to a record-breaking 26th season and at least 327 episodes. So this will be season 23, which debuts September 25th.
I love how quick they are when things actually happen. They're always on top of things. They're never delayed with their actual coverage.
And things are predicted on the show, much like The Simpsons all the time, right?
Okay, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Listen, everybody out there has a side hustle. I mean, I like to flip things online that I find in stores. Howie, well, he has a side hustle that you probably never even heard of. Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Bring it on. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Show Friday. If you got something that's a little off about you, maybe a little different, a little weird, or at least people say that about you, then this is where you come to shine and you share it. And you can always call in too when you hear us talking to different people at 833-563-2539. And when you hear what's going on with them, you can say, yeah, that's kind of freaky, or no, it's not. Let's say good morning to, I believe this is Howie. Hey, Howie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. So why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I have this little side hustle that some people think is a little weird, but it is a true, true passion of mine. Firstly, do you know how much unneeded wax the average human has in their ear?
Unneeded what?
Unneeded wax.
Wax? Like earwax?
Yeah, like earwax. It's insane how much is in there.
Well, ironically, I'm actually out of Q-tips right now, so I probably have a little extra.
Oh, gross.
They actually say you're not supposed to use Q-tips.
Really?
Even though they feel good, but it's supposed to like kind of like suppresses it. Pork chop! Pushes it down.
Pork chop!
Huh? I can't hear you.
I don't think you can hear with all that wax in his ear. Pork chop! Okay, but, so...
Well, actually, I have a better way than Q-tips if you want to hear me out. It's really cool.
Okay. Yeah, this already is freaking me out, but go ahead, Howie.
Random.
So... I've decided to offer my services to help alleviate people of their extra earwax, you know, and I don't use Q-tips. So I have this set up in my living room of my apartment, and I have this relaxing place where people can come in order to get their ears cleaned out. And I advertise this on Facebook and Craigslist, and people come in and have me do what I call an ear coning, or also known as ear candling.
Oh, wait, so, I've heard of ear candling. My wife had me do that one time. But
did
explain.
It work? So it works?
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff came up. But go ahead, Howie. Sorry.
It kind of blows your mind. I mean, basically, all you got to do is you light a candle by your ear, and it gets so much earwax out. It works like a charm. And it's basically kind of a win-win. See, I get all your ears cleared out, and then I can put the wax towards my project.
Okay. What is your project? This is... I'm going to puke.
You
put the
wax towards a project?
No, okay, it's great. Basically, what I do is I use the earwax for my real passion, which is making wax sculptures, and they're absolutely glorious. It's
literally
amazing.
Going to throw up.
I literally feel nauseous.
You got to do what your passion is. You know, the earwax, it makes this kind of a musty, sour smell that I just love. And regular wax just doesn't have it, you know?
You
got to do what you got to do to get the real good stuff.
Okay.
We don't
need detail.
No. Okay, well, I'll cut that out. But basically, one thing about earwax, it's so much easier to mold and bend and manipulate than the regular wax, not to mention the color. I mean, the orange color is just pure, and it really, you know, brings my creations to life. You know, if there's some wax that has, like, a little bit of blood in it, then I can use that for my injured animal sculptures.
Stop.
It's really cool.
Wait.
Who the heck's got blood in their earwax? Sorry, by the
it
way.
Happens
hold on.
Sometimes.
I am so sorry.
I have this one client who, you know, his earwax is especially bloody, and you know I use that for the sculpture where my daughter became a woman. You know, you got to do it. You got to make lemonade out of lemons. You know,
you want people to come to your place and sit down, and you want to take their earwax.
At first, I was like, this guy sounds like a doctor, like he's doing something good, and then this is kind of nasty.
Well, I'm helping people. It's kind of a win-win. You know, I clear out their ears, and they're able to help me, you know, use that for my real passion. I got 13 different sculptures already. Oh, I got plenty of clients, and I've never been happier.
How much earwax has that taken? 833-563-2539. We're talking to Howie today. His side hustle is he'll earwax, yeah, like where they draw it out with a candle or whatever he calls it, coning. That's not freaky to me. That's a normal thing people do all the time, and whether that has health benefits or not, I'm not debating that. The fact is that he's making these wax figurines or things out of earwax. Does anybody think that's freaky? Would anybody buy this? Because, Howie, are you actually selling this to people?
Not at the moment. I'm just using it for my personal collection, you know, because I love to make art and crafts, and that's just always been a real passion of mine. But
don't they have,
if anyone's really interested, I mean, I'd definitely be willing to negotiate.
Don't they have wax, like artist wax or like waxes you can buy to do your sculptures?
Yeah, like the wax
museum. What's different? Why does it have to be someone's earwax?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the earwax is so much easier to mold and bend and manipulate than regular wax, and the regular wax doesn't have that really cool smell.
Ew.
So is there going to be like...
I'm tapped out of this.
There's Madame Tussauds, you know, wax museum. Will there be a Howie's earwax museum?
I definitely think it's a possibility. You never know what the future holds.
Wow.
I'm literally sick. There's a part in there where he says he uses it for...
Don't frown on it till you try it.
Injured animals. Like,
have you... I mean, like... It sounds like you need a lot of wax. How do you even keep up with this? I feel like you'd run out eventually of people to get earwax from.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I'm actually kind of running out of wax right now. And so if anybody, you know, but you said your ears are kind of waxy right now, so I could definitely help you out and you can help me out. So
my ears,
you know,
are fine.
I got my handy dandy candle that can help you get that out.
I mean, I'm not paying you, but you could take my wax for free.
Are you
serious?
I mean, you're going to go to his place and lay down with your eyes closed?
If you come with me.
No.
Listen, Porkchop's been to plenty of places.
Hold his hand. It'll be a great experience.
He's been to plenty of places where he's laid down and closed his eyes, so that'd have been questionable. I don't think Howie's would be the first or the last. Mm-hmm. All right, Howie.
Hey, my thing's a family shop, okay? Keep it.
And mine is not.
Okay, well, I've got to say this, Howie. I think you are freaky as hell.
Yes, I vote freaky as hell, too.
Anybody think this is normal?
I say weird.
Okay, that's freaky. Liv the Web Girl, what do you think about Howie?
I think he's a true artist.
You know, you would think that. You would think that, you weirdo.
Are you going to go and let him take your wax? Who on the show?
I will. I honestly am not joking. I have especially waxy ears.
Stop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stop.
He said that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Howie, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howie. Best of luck.
The fact that Liv the Web Girl and producer Porkchop would consider letting somebody...
Seriously, I'm sorry, no disrespect to Howie, but he totally eeks me out. I thought he just was like sounded creepy. And
yes.
I can't believe you guys would go to his house and just lay down with your eyes closed.
I'm going to try not to throw up. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Are you smarter than a
fourth grader? Boy, am I smarter than a fourth grader?
Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit. Now, your daughter,
fourth grader,
who's in fourth grade, Lulu, has a pop quiz today?
Yeah, she's a big quest. It's like a quiz, a science quiz coming up. So we've been studying, and I thought, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity. I'm going to take some of those questions, and we'll ask them to Joe as well.
All right, I'm ready. Bring on the quiz. Let's see what you got.
All right, here we go. Describe and give an example of a lithosphere.
Lithosphere. What is it?
can you say it?
I think I bit my
lithosphere.
Tongue.
Lithosphere.
No, you can't say it either.
Lithosphere.
Okay, I'm thinking of spheres, so there's probably like an atmosphere. Lithosphere. That's probably like a layer underground.
It constitutes the hard and rigid outer layer of the Earth. So
is
I'll
that
give
right?
you that one. I'll give you that one. Lulu?
Lithosphere is soil and rocks.
I'll give that to her as well.
Yeah.
Okay, one and one. I was just thinking
of the I'm like, it has to be some part of Earth, like a layer of it. I'm like, it's not the air.
Okay.
It's not the atmosphere.
Let's keep on that front. What is a hydrosphere?
Ooh, that is the layer of hydrogen in the what's the question?
What is a hydrosphere?
Hydrosphere is like the layer of hydrogen in our atmosphere.
That is incorrect.
What?
That is incorrect. Lucy?
Lithosphere is...
I'm kidding. That's the same one. I'm just trying to make her get another one wrong.
Water on the Earth's surface.
That is correct. That's... All the waters on the Earth's surface.
That's called the ocean.
It's all the waters and lakes.
What kind of class is she taking?
Such as clouds as well.
Yeah, lakes aren't the ocean, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe. Okay, it's okay. You got this. You're okay. You'll get this one. Joe, what is a biosphere?
Oh, well, there's the movie Biodome. I think that's like the outer layer of our atmosphere.
That is incorrect. Lucy, what you got?
Plants and animals.
Plants and animals. It's occupied by living organisms.
What?
A biosphere.
Are there any? Hold on. Just wondering, because I know we have teachers that listen to the show, believe it or not. 833-563-2539. Please tell me that my answers are correct.
Biosphere. Continue. The regions of the surface, atmosphere, and the earth occupied by living organisms. Okay, let's move on. You'll probably get this one. Please. Joe.
Yes.
Melting glaciers make what kind of natural features? Melting glaciers make what kinds of natural features? This is legit on her quiz today.
Duh. I have to go to this one for one of the greatest movies of all time. When that damn iceberg came out of nowhere and sunk the Titanic, it's icebergs! Right?
You're kidding, right?
No, say it again. Okay, sorry. Say it again.
No, that's your answer.
That's your
answer. It's wrong.
That's wrong. That is incorrect.
Melting
glaciers make what kind of natural features? Lucy, what do you say?
Lakes and marshes.
No, they don't. When a glacier melts, it breaks off and it forms into little individual icebergs as well.
What does melt mean?
It gets hot. It, like an ice cube, melts and separates. This is bull. Like, legit. It has to be an acceptable answer of iceberg as well.
No.
Yes, it does.
Okay, two more questions.
I did well in science when I was in school. I know I'm right.
Okay, now this is about your body, Joe, and I hope you get this correct.
Puberty.
What organ works with the heart to supply the body with oxygen?
The brain. No, wait, no. The lungs. Final answer, lungs.
That's your final answer.
Yes.
All right, that is correct. Lucy?
Your lungs.
That is correct. She is smoking you. Okay, this is our last question. What is a hypothesis?
Hypothesis is a theory on something that you need to prove. Like, for example, my hypothesis is that if I punch producer Porkchop, it would knock him to the ground. Now, I actually have to try it out and like see if it works, but that would be my hypothesis.
That is correct. It's a proposed explanation made on the basis of limited evidence. I'll give that to you, Joseph. Lulu?
A scientific flaw?
That is not correct. It is not a scientific flaw.
Yeah, who's Lulu, human now?
She lost one, but she killed you, dude. Lulu, 5-2. Lulu. She's going to ace that quiz today.
And how many words in that quiz can Joe not pronounce?
Could you give us lithosphere again?
Hypothesis.
Lithosphere. Hypothesis.
This is what I do with her. Say lith.
Lith.
Say O.
O.
Sphere.
Sphere.
It's like Lizzo. Lithosphere.
Lithosphere.
Great. Now her daughter's going to go to school and all the other kids are like, oh, I know what that is. That's a lithosphere.
Lithosphere. Girl, be
you
proud.
You couldn't have a bad planet.
Oh, wow. You got smoked, dude.
Yeah.
Go,
all
Lucy.
Right. Well, we don't have to do that ever again.
Not smarter than a fourth grader. Joe is not.
The Friday freestyle battle here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's gonna get burned with some hot fire? We're about to find out.
I thought you were gonna say hot sauce.
Maybe later if I feel
it. Sauce. Make it saucy.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
You
but,
don't know what sauce is? You gotta add the sauce.
The sauce,
man.
All right, Mackenzie.
Yes,
have a drip. This is my favorite thing. It's Friday freestyle. Our very own Livy Liv taking on MC Papa Pesh.
Yeah, boy.
Are you guys ready? Now, this is fun because we give you obscure, random things to freestyle about. Then we have to feel your flow And our fabulous judges, listeners, will decide who the victor will be. Who wants to go first today, by
the way? I think Joe, since he's the reigning champ.
Okay, I can do that. By the way, as you hear the battle, it's going to be me and Liv. You can call in. We love to get your feedback. That way it's unbiased. 833-563-2539.
And we don't know what we're rapping about until seconds before we have to rap.
Mm. All right.
They have no idea at this moment what they'll be rapping about.
All right. Well, I'm. It's so funny. I have like a pit in my stomach. I really do get nervous. I get nervous because I don't want to embarrass myself, but also like I don't want to swear because off the air I am like a sailor.
Yeah.
Like when I'm not on the mic, I'm very decent on the mic, but when I'm like off the studio and out of this job, I am a trucker.
Well, you better not swear, or else you're going to lose the rap battle and maybe your job.
Hey.
That was such an uncomfortable laugh.
Which one would be worse, though? Everybody's like, swear. All right, I'm ready. How's this going to work?
Okay, so producer Porkchop, you have the subjects they'll be freestyling about?
Yes, I do. Are you ready to get your subject, Joe?
Yes.
All right, taking the stage now is MC Papa Pesh.
Joe, you will be rapping about clowns.
Clowns.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. MC Papa Pesh, Joe Pesh. Follow me, social media, Joe Pesh Radio. Rapping about clowns. Here we go. Clowns, they're creepy. Man, they're not legit. Have you seen that new movie? I think it's called It. The guy goes for kids and he eats them in the dark. I'm not trying to be a narc, but watch out for that park. There's a clown over there, a clown over here. I need to get drunk because I'm full of so much fear. So if you see a clown and he starts to smile, if I was you, I'd run away. Don't hang around for a while. Clown. Man, there used to be cool. I used to watch Bozo when I was home from school, but now I'm afraid I don't go out in the dark. There's always clowns. All right, there we go. Sorry. Apparently there was a clown in the track, too.
That was awesome!
Dude, clown rhymes with so much stuff.
And it rhymes with gown.
And now I want to go
and
see
frown.
It, too.
And I was going to say pound.
He was talking about
Dude,
it, too.
And then this town, yeah.
So wow. impressed.
That
like,
was good. Okay.
I literally just gave that to him off the top of my head.
I have to go to the restroom so bad, too, so this is like
Use
a double
energy.
Whammy.
Let that propel you, Libby, woo, Liv.
833-563-2539. After you hear Liv the Web Girl, call in. We're going to have you help us determine who is the Friday Freestyle champion this week.
Now, stepping up to the mic. She's little, she's blonde, she's mighty. It's Libby Liv.
I'm laughing because the one I have for you is so good.
Is it? Is it hard?
No, you're going to love it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh.
What's her name? Lizzie Liz?
Libby!
She's
Liv.
Not, she's Liv.
My name is Liv with
she's
a
not
V.
She's not a Liz.
Not a Z.
I know that.
You've known me for a year now.
I know, but
what's her name
I don't know.
Again?
Maybe your rapper name was Lizzie Liz.
No, it's Libby Liv.
Libby Liv!
Libby Liv, you will rap about baseball bats.
Bat rhymes with
I
a
mean,
lot.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So bats.
All right.
Bats, about bats, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, what it's Livy Liv, and that's no fib. Yeah, like the men that hold those bats, damn, they're so hot, and I'm kind of fat. For those guys, they're so hot, I just want to smoke some pot. That's just a joke. I'm just kidding. Drugs are bad. Yeah, that's rad. Okay. Baseball bats. Those guys, their butts are so fat. Yeah, I like them. I want them. Yeah, I just want to smooch them. Oh, I'm just kidding. Because I've got a boyfriend. Yeah, he's winning because he's dating me. I'm so fresh. I'm the best. Yeah, that's the rest.
Yeah! Boom.
Who won the Friday freestyle battle?
I will say, I came to play way harder this week than I did last week.
Yes,
I will give you that. Okay, guys, your initial reaction before we get to some calls in 1 second at 833-563-2539. What do you think?
Dude, I think she came to play today. He kind of smoked her last week for sure, but this a little more even playing field.
I must say I'm a little impressed that you didn't do any like size jokes or anything. You know,
I was trying to keep it clean as much as possible, but you gave me a hard one. It was hard to keep it clean.
It
was hard to keep it clean.
Fat cat, Matt, flat
hat,
Matt.
Well, those baseball butts are definitely not flat.
Good morning. Who is this?
Markayla.
Markayla, you've heard some of the worst freestyling of your life, I'm sure.
We're sorry.
That being said, who are you giving your vote today for? Is it Live the Web Girl or Joe Pesh?
I think I'll give it to you, Joe.
Oh.
MC Papa Pesh gets a vote.
As a critic, any advice you'd give to Live the Web Girl so she can maybe come back next week?
Maybe, keep up with the beat more and, you know, kind of stay on flow and make sure your flow is smooth.
All right. Yeah, just a little tip.
Just a small, like a list. Small
maybe
little
just,
critique.
Like, stay with the beat? No.
Okay, I will say, I was, like, dancing around. Yeah. And it was just really hard. I really have to go to the bathroom.
I thought you did awesome.
Thank you, McKenzie.
All right, let's do one more call there. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Hey, good morning. You got to turn your radio down. Who are we talking to? What's your name?
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will. Yeah, make sure you get your radio down, bud. You heard it. What do you think? Was it Liv or was it Joe for the Friday freestyle?
I'm definitely going with Joe this time. The flow was for sure just constant. Liv definitely recovered. You know, it started off a little shaky, and then she finished really strong, but I got to give it to Joe.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I see Papa Pesh again.
Man, I undefeated. By the way, would anybody like to see Mackenzie or Porkchop enter into the arena for battle?
Maybe next time. But I have an idea. If you want to text Rapper, RAPPER, to 52140, you could vote for either Joe or Liv, who won.
That's, a text vote?
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, we have another call. Maybe it's for me.
Rapper,
maybe they're voting for me.
RAPPER to 52140.
I'm
going to
do this one last call, then we have to wrap this up. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
This is Kaylee.
Kaylee, can you save Liv? Because nobody's voted for her yet for the Friday Freestyle as a victor.
Come on,
what do you think?
Girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you got it, girl.
Woo! She got one. Yeah! You know what we could do? We could do like a duo freestyle, like me and Joe versus Liv and Porkchop.
Ooh, I would be willing to try that.
No, I'd say me and Joe versus Mackenzie and Porkchop.
Honestly, here's my thing.
Kill them.
As opposite Liv and I are, I think we would be dynamic together.
1,000%.
We'd be spitting the hot fire.
Notice I wanted the champ as my partner.
All right.
Hey, I got a vote this time.
That's true. You did a great job. You guys are both awesome.
Way to go. That is your Friday Freestyle here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we have your last chance right now to win Jonas Brother tickets and a chance to fly away and see them in another location. We got Mallory on this morning, and you got your daughter with you in the car, is that right?
Well, we're waiting for the bus stop. We're waiting for her bus.
Okay, well then hang on, because she might help you. We're doing the name 5 and 10 game.
That works.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're going to give you 10 seconds to name 5 things. As soon as Liv the Web Girl finishes the sentence, because she's got the question, you have 10 seconds to do it. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Liv the Web Girl, what does Mallory have 10 seconds to name 5 things
of? Okay. Mallory, you have to name 5 Jonas Brothers songs in 10 seconds.
Go.
I'm a Sucker for You, SOS, Love Bug, Year 3000. Oh, crap.
One
more.
Oh, no.
One more.
Out of time. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mallory. I'm sorry.
I had to stop and say, because like I said, I thought my daughter was going to help.
I'm sorry, Mallory. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Jamie, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are playing the Name 5 and 10 game. Liv's going to ask you the question. You're going to have 10 seconds to name 5 things for that question, okay?
You got this.
Okay.
All right. As soon as she finishes, the timer starts. Liv the Web Girl, whenever you're ready.
Name 5 Jonas Brothers songs in 10 seconds. Go.
Okay. Burn It Up, Sucker. When You Look Me in the Eyes. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We ran out of time. That's 10 seconds. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought people were going to get this no problem.
I know.
This is a hard one to live.
It's really not. They have like 4 or 5 different albums.
All right. Let's try this one. Taylor is now on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're doing the name 5 and 10 game. Taylor, Live the Web Girl, is going to ask you a question. As soon as she's done asking it, the 10-second timer starts, and you got to name 5 things, at least that many, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, name 5 Jonas Brothers songs in 10 seconds. Go.
You're 3000, Burning Up, SOS, Sucker, and Cool.
You just won a pair of tickets to the Jonas Brothers show. It's going on tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And you also are qualified for the grand prize, a chance to fly away and see them in another city. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You are welcome. That concert's going down tonight. Make sure you hang out with Radio Now 100.9. We're going to have such a great time at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Dustin's going to be broadcasting live. Oh, man. Oh, man. Live the Web Girl. I know you're excited in Indy. You're going to be going to the Jonas Brothers concert that's going on tonight. Then in, next week, by the way, I want to give you a little sneak peek. We are going to be hooking you up, if you listen in Houston, on Radio 992.1 with keywords to try to win tickets, too. You need to listen for that all next week here on the show. Happy Friday the 13th. Okay, this is too scary for me. Never
this
mind.
This is so scary. You know, it's interesting. Some people are totally eked out while others say it's lucky.
Yeah, you know what? I want to do some Stevie Wonder Superstitious.
Yeah.
Because that stuff freaks me out. It is Friday the 13th, and you know what's interesting? There's also a full moon tonight, which won't happen again for another 30 years.
Wow.
So it could be a while, guys, until we see another Friday the 13th with a full moon, which you know weird stuff's going to happen. And I wanted to hear from you kind of a wide spectrum of possibilities. 833-563-2539. For example, have you guys ever heard people that are like EMS drivers or work in hospitals that just weird things happen with people? Or maybe cops, law enforcement, like first responders, where it just... When there's nights like this, things get out of control. They get out of hand.
Mackenzie, I love how yesterday Joe was like, I don't believe in psychics. But today he's like, ooh, but superstitions.
I'm not leaving my house when I get in tonight.
The full moon, I believe that.
There are totally different things right there, young man. They are totally different. And this doesn't cost you any money per minute. 833-563-2539. The phones are already ringing, but I want to hear from you. I'm wondering, too, as simple as it is, like, I remember being a child, Mackenzie. I think it was like 8 or 9, and I broke my mom's little mirror she looked at, probably just to do her hair. And I was like, oh no, 7 years of bad luck.
Was it true? Did it come to fruition?
Honestly, if I was 8 or so, you carry it to 33 now. It's been over 7 years of bad luck. It's been a lot.
Like, it's been 25 years of bad luck.
But you always hear, like, watch out for a black cat, and I kind of try to avoid that sometimes. Also, you hear, like, don't walk under a ladder.
Right. It was so funny with the black cat thing, though. I remember a black cat crossed my path, but I was like, nope, it has white paws.
It's
doesn't
okay.
count.
It's all right.
It doesn't count.
It's not full-fledged superstition. It's okay.
Right.
Now, what do you do if you hit like a black cat?
Oh, that's terrible. That's bad.
833-563-2539. Almost a third of Americans in a new survey admitted, yeah, they are superstitious. 9% said, yeah, we're very superstitious. And 66% claim they're not really that superstitious at all. So a majority of people are not. Men are more likely to say they are compared to women when this results were taken for the survey.
I feel like it's a double whammy, though, with the full moon and Friday the 13th.
I mean, weird things happen, right?
Yes.
Or bad luck. That's what I want to hear from you. If you've got an experience or a story, 833-563-2539. Pork chop. I mean, what about you, man? You have any bad luck?
This does not bother me at all. Literally, I'll go break a mirror, walk under a ladder. I will put a black cat on my shoulder. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no actual correlation. It's just a ladder. The ladder doesn't live. It has no meaning. You know, like people break mirrors all the time.
This is speaking to me because our producer Pork Chop has spoken two things into existence. Three now.
Yeah.
The last 2 days. Yesterday, talk about the meeting.
Okay, so we had. I hope the boss isn't listening. But I was like, nah, I hate these meetings. I'm always so busy.
What did you say? You're like, these are the dumbest meetings I've ever worked for. Whoever comes up with these must be an idiot.
No,
I think that's what you said.
He did not say that.
And then our boss, he's so like on time. He's always like, you know, the meeting starts starts at 11:30. Be there. The meeting will not, you know, he never cancels meetings. Well, yesterday I was like, I hope this meeting gets canceled. We're all upstairs in the conference room and the internet wasn't working, so he canceled the meeting.
To be fair, your wishing upon things has continued, because guess what still doesn't work today? Our internet.
Our internet. No, but what else did you predict real quick?
What did I predict?
You predict something.
Oh, yeah. I predicted. Remember that guy we had on the air yesterday messaged on Grindr?
That you have the hots for?
Yeah. I predicted.
That
watch.
He's your new boyfriend?
He totally hates me right now. And I was like, watch, I bet you I could get to be messaging him. And I mean, we kind of messaged yesterday a little bit.
Yes.
Well, if you're wondering, our coworker, I just heard all the things you said about the meeting.
Oh, the boss?
Yeah, they're not happy. That person is not happy. So good job.
Well, I hope we have 50 meetings today.
Oh my gosh, why would you say that?
Why would you even say
that? Use your power for good, not evil.
Seriously, poor job. Just get out of here. I'm turning your mic off. I need your attention, please. It's a very special moment here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Is everybody listening?
Yes, attention, yes, attention.
Okay, we have an announcement that we have to make. We might even have to bust out into song because I believe it is somebody's birthday today. It begins with an L.
And ends with an Andon.
Landon, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Landon. His mom said he'll be listening right now, and we want to wish you a very happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Landon. Happy birthday to you.
Be a good kid and don't do dumb stuff, or you could be the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay. You ever have some noise happening when you're in a hotel and you got to call the front desk? You're like, can you please tell them to be quiet? Well, I have, and that's kind of what happened here.
Have you called on someone?
Oh, yeah.
Or have you been called on?
No, I'm quiet. I'm like a mouse.
You called on someone?
Yeah, Mackenzie, apparently you're the annoying person that makes noise, lives shaking your head. There's certain rules and boundaries, guys. When I'm in a hotel room or motel, I'm trying to sleep.
OMG. I mean, I've had the noise maintenance called on me, but not. I've never
what were
ratted
you doing?
Someone out.
What were you doing?
Go on to the story.
What were you doing?
No, I was just having fun with my friends. Party time.
What were you doing? Okay. Well, then maybe you can relate to this story. Someone called the front desk at a Days Inn. This happened in Maryland after they heard two women fighting in a room. A security guard went to check it out, and it turns out those ladies were not fighting. They were getting it on.
The ladies?
They were getting it on.
Wow.
Bout chicka wow wow. The two women started arguing with the security guard, and he eventually kicked them out of the hotel. They took the argument to the lobby, where the woman kept on going at it with the guard at that front desk area. Well, one of the women then pulled out a gun, pointed it at the security guard, and, fired a shot.
No.
Went off. The bullet hit a door frame. She was arrested for attempted murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and more charges are pending.
Sounds like a classy lady.
Mackenzie, please, when you go out of town next, because you're always traveling, don't become the dummy of the day, all right?
Promise.
All right, that's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Guys, we have been waiting for this moment 4 months.
I'm so excited.
Producer Porkchop traveled to Nashville, Tennessee for a chance to be in Blanco Brown's music video, The Get Up.
You should see him right now.
What kind of move is that? Are you having a seizure?
I'm doing the swing.
Do it.
That is one, definitely not the swing.
Yeah.
Is that your dance move? Your favorite?
Yeah. Well, I know this. If Porkchop did that dance move, he definitely did not make the cut for the video. But we are going to watch the video live. We'll play it on the radio for you. And we are going to give a reaction. And if we see Porkchop, oh boy, we're going to go crazy.
So we're going to watch it live with the mics on?
Yep. We're going to get a live reaction. All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Did Porkchop make the video? We'll find out next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. The tension has been building and has been rising, and we have been waiting for this moment. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop was, he's been busy. Producer Porkchop saw something a month or two ago about Blanco Brown, the guy that does this song. It's called The Get Up. And he's like, guys, he's doing a music video.
I'm so nervous right now.
Has it been your dream to be a backup dancer?
Yes.
Yes, because here's the thing. Blanco Brown came in studio, coolest dude ever. We did a dance with him. His energy's electric. He's been performing all over the place, award show. He's blowing up. This was shown Times Square in New York, and our little pork chop may be featured in the video.
Like, I was there. I swear I was there. Even if I didn't make the video, like, I promise I was there.
Have you watched the video yet?
No, it just came out 3 hours ago.
Okay. Well, I've got it up. I've got it plugged in, and we are going to watch the video right now. Are you ready to watch this live? And we got our mics on. We can do a reaction and see how it is.
I'm more nervous now than I was being in the video. I wasn't even nervous there filming or shooting it. I just hope I'm in it.
How long did it take?
Oh, not long at all. I mean, like, they did separate scenes, like, throughout all of Nashville, and I was just in one of the scenes.
Oh, okay. I'm getting really close to jokes. I want to see if we can pork
chop. Over.
I'm
coming
Everyone
over.
Hover you, around.
Yeah, we're doing this. I have my
so
phone
you have no
plugged
idea
in.
If you made the cut or not. This is so exciting.
Are you
little
ready?
Little chops might be a backup dancer to
right.
famous video.
I'll let you hit play. Go ahead and hit play on my phone, and we'll see. Okay. Here we go.
Right now. I just need you to get real loose.
I see Blanco Brown in bed.
Get comfortable.
No pork chop yet.
People are joining on the streets.
Grab your loved ones.
I'll tell you when I see the part I was at.
What are you wearing, Chops, in the video?
Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin.
All right, Blanco Brown's making a beat. Looks like he's dancing.
People are dancing on the street in back of him. No chops yet.
Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down.
What are you wearing?
A blue shirt and blue jeans, I think.
Okay.
To the left now.
No chops yet.
He's watching people on TikTok right now doing his dance.
Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Backup dancers appearing. No chops yet.
Oh, he's talking to a kid on a bench right now. It's not pork chop.
It's not pork chop.
I'm in the part where it's in the field.
Okay, he's dancing with a kid on a sidewalk right now. Not chops.
This kid's good, though. This kid can actually dance.
This is like a professional dancer.
All right, now they're in a fire station. Oh, this is cool.
This
they're
is
dancing
really cool.
with firefighters in gear.
Again, Blanco Brown, if you want to check him out.
It's simple. You can do it.
Another with old people.
So he's going around the town. People are joining him dancing.
I'm afraid old people are going to fall and die. Don't die.
We're waiting to see if our chops made this cut for the video.
We're halfway through and I see no chops yet.
Oh, here's the field.
Okay, the field.
I would be right back there somewhere. I'm right. I was. I think I saw me.
You're breathing really heavy on me, dude.
Look for chops. Okay, they're in the field dancing. There's a million backup dancers. We're trying to spot your face. He drove to Nashville to do this.
Oh!
Are you like just off screen?
Bring it up now. Take it down. All right, old lady dancing. No pork chop.
Oh, wait, is that you in the blue shirt?
No, I was like right here.
You're just cut off the frame.
Gonna do the it's almost over, guys.
Did you get paid?
I swear I'm in there.
Did you get paid to do this?
No.
Oh, no.
Dude, I'm.
I don't see you.
I don't think you made the cut.
Oh, I'm right back there, I swear.
Aw, Chops.
Oh, no.
You're such a good dancer, too.
It's not over, is it?
This is kind of bad for Pork Chop.
I feel like I'm watching my kid that didn't make the cut for something.
That was not so bad.
Uh-oh.
It is so bad, Blanco.
That was not so bad.
Come on. Come on.
Even a lady in a walker made the video.
Come on, show him. Show Pork Chop.
Blanco
Brown's getting in his car.
Oh, no.
I'm like, right. Oh, I saw me clapping. That was me
there
clapping.
Is no way.
That
there
was
no
me.
Way.
That was me.
Hold
right.
On. Tell me when.
You got to pause
we're really trying to find chops.
with the guy with the hands next in the next scene. Here, play and then stop. Right, one more. Right there, right over that guy's shoulder. Wait, that was on, me clapping. On.
No, I'm going to try it again.
Again, this is Bonko Brown, the Get Up, if you want to check out the video that we're trying to find our producer Porkchop dancing in the background.
No, keep going. It's at the 325 mark.
He swears his hands are featured.
Guys, I don't think Porkchop's in this. I'm going to try.
At the 325 mark.
Aw, Chops, we know you killed it. You were like just off frame.
No.
It's okay. It doesn't say anything about your dancing ability.
I am going to go back, screenshot it, blow it up, circle myself so you can see that I'm in the video.
Is
I
your
saw
body
me.
And hey. Face or just your hands?
Like half of my face and my hands.
He's really stretching this one out.
Porkchop.
Well, hey, I appreciate you driving all those hours to Nashville, Tennessee.
But you went for the experience. Let's think of it that way.
No, I'm watching the video again.
He's
the
like,
whole
no,
thing. I will
I'm
find
in.
Myself.
Oh, boy. If anybody else watches the video and sees Porkchop, you can send us a screenshot.
I do feel bad. There's a sweet lady that looks to be about 100 with a walker that made the video dancing with Bonko Brown.
To be fair, she probably has passed away since they recorded the video. But hey, who's that one person always like mocks up photos for us? Is the fake ones?
Oh, Donna Markham.
Maybe Donna can
do a
Photoshop of Porkchop in the Get Up.
Okay, buddy, we love you.
Wait a minute. I think we have an update here about producer Porkchop.
Wait, hold the phone.
Okay. Wait. Liv, is this going up on our Instagram Radio Now AM show?
Yes, it is going up. So you guys will be able to see it there.
Producer Porkchop actually just spent the past 45 minutes.
And we're not kidding. He has spent 45 minutes.
Like, there's other stuff that needs to be done, but it's like, no. I have to prove I'm in the video. And Porkchop found the farthest unzoomed photo possible and zoomed in like a pervert or paparazzi.
He looks like a middle-aged man cheering on his son at a soccer game.
Oh, I was going to say he looks like somebody, like a middle-aged man, like having a gun being held up. Like in distress.
It is phenomenal that we found it, but he is actually featured in the background. It's like, where's Porkchop in the video?
It's at the 3:20 mark, and
oh
literally,
oh my god,
Liv is getting ready to post it right now on all our socials.
I just I said, holy crap, producer Porkchop made it into Bonko Brown's The Get Up #TheGetUp video. And then I used the #TheGetUp challenge on my Instagram story, Joe Pesh Radio, and Bonko Brown just shared it to his story. So
yes.
Everybody now is going to see. Look at you. You're so funny. And Bonko Brown's face is like, what the hell is this? Who let this guy on the set?
That is so cool. Well, we were hoping because he drove all the way to Nashville to be in this video. So we're happy he was actually in it.
All right, check it out on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. We'll also throw this photo up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. That's going to do it for
Woo!
A Friday edition of the show.
Yeah.
If you missed anything, RadioNowIndy.com. You can go check that on out. Mackenzie, what's your weekend looking like?
Oh, I have a packed weekend. I'm going to go shoot car commercials this afternoon. So after we get done, we're going to shoot our Comcast show. Then I'm going to go into Glam, and then I'm going to shoot like a bunch of car commercials that I'm going to pack. And then it's early tomorrow morning. I'm headed to New York to take in Fashion Week for 24 hours, and then I'll be back.
All right. That sounds really fun. Porkchop, how's your weekend looking?
Not good, man. I am working at the steakhouse tonight. As soon as I'm done at the steakhouse, I'm driving 5 hours to Michigan to DJ a wedding all day Saturday. Then I'm driving 5 hours back from Michigan because I'm working all day at the steakhouse Sunday. So I will go to bed Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
Me too, because I get back late.
Yeah, no, but like, like literally.
So Monday's show is going to be such a hot mess already.
Literally, that's my next time going to bed.
My anxiety level already for Monday. Thanks,
Monday's
guys.
Monday's going to be the worst.
Liv,
but today is Friday.
Liv, please add to my anxiety so I don't make it to Monday.
Yes, I've got a tiring weekend. Tonight is finally the night I get to meet the Jonas Brothers.
It's here, baby. Joe Rose at the house.
It's here. My best friend Brooke is coming to town. She's more obsessed with me or them than I am. So we're going to the concert tonight. I'll get to meet them. Then tomorrow, we're going to Louisville, Kentucky, because there is a country music festival. So I get to see all of my Louisville friends.
Tim McGraw's playing, right?
And I've just been super homesick from them. So I'm very excited for that. And then I'll come back on Sunday. But we're going to have a boozy brunch, so I'll have to wait until like later that night to drive back.
That may make Monday painful
for
you, Joe. All
right, and I'm having a grabber in 3, 2. What are you laughing about, Chops?
The thing that Liv just posted, I'm barely in the video.
Yeah, we noticed that. All right, hey, check this out. A lot to go on. First of all, I want to mention this. Whitestown Brewfest, that's going to be going on this weekend. You can use the code RADIONOW for $5 off tickets. Just make sure you use the code RADIONOW. It's sponsored by the Boone CVB. So thanks to them. That's going to be a really cool event. Now, I'm excited. I just started Joe's Journey, having it powered by Eat the Frog Fitness. They have two locations in the, I guess, Indianapolis area. One in Indy, downtown on Mass Ave, 530 Mass Ave. That's where I'll be for their official grand opening tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. I want you to come on out there. I want you to check it out. If you're looking for a place to work out, I'm telling you right now, my body's dead, but in a good way. They've really been helping me out, and I'm coming from a hip injury replacement, and I'm able to do this. I know you can, too.
Shout out to Rose, one of the instructors there.
Okay, your backup plan for Jewel Daddy?
Yes!
No, she's a friend. She also works at Cycle Bar.
And also Daniel out in Carmel. They're really cool, too. But the grand opening is happening downtown at Eat the Frog Fitness this Saturday from 2 to 4 with Radio Now 100.9. And look forward to seeing you out there. Sorry, I just bit my tongue. That hurt. All right, well, hey. I'm so hungry. Dustin, do you have my burrito? I want my chicken burrito. All right, hey, we can't do anything unless we get out of here. It's not that funny. It hurts.
So hungry you bit your tongue?
I can't breathe.
Okay.
That's funny.
I wish I was drunk like they are. All right, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop.
Bye.
Let's say goodbye.